good now, morning, night. As above, so below, it's all the same. That's too deep right now. So let's talk about it. It's Friday. So Fridays are for how psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance to your current reality. Let's repeat that. Okay? Because Fridays are for discussing what the primary objective of mental fitness is. The reason I'm doing this is because my guy Ben Simmons at Continued Fight, he talks about how Fridays, champions create distance on Friday. So, for me, I'm here to educate you on mental fitness and psychological suffering. And the root of it is you. Yes, you. That is the root of it all. So, we are here to teach you, because I got a little team, but they're all doing their own little thing. But I'm doing this alone right now. But the team members are coming. They're there. Anyhow, let me repeat the primary aim of mental fitness, the trillion-dollar brand. So, we want to make you realize that for the most part, I will preamble that with saying for the most part, I just use a school word. I'm still stupid and don't know nothing. So listen to me at your own. Use discernment, actually. I use another school word. Holy goddamn. Use discernment. Discernment. When you listen to people, make sure they are who they say they are. Because look at this. I decided this morning that there's gonna be no braces today, and I'm just gonna push through. But I gotta get the muscles around there strong, so I'm got no braces. But anyways, make sure to use discernment when you are basically watching something, listening to something, reading something. Who are you listening to? Is it people who are actually doing stuff? I'm out here, baby. I can close my jacket, or I can keep it open, cause I want that cold, baby. See, I got that baby powder after I took a nice shower. Baby powder, baby. So we're not gonna get off the top. We're gonna stay focused, okay? Woo! It's all in the breath, okay? It's all in the breath. People, I was talking to my girl, Anna. She's like, you sound high in those videos. I do smoke weed, but I smoked like twice in the last 2 weeks. And the reason is, you can get high off your own supply. It's breath work, okay? When people smoke cigarettes, when they smoke weed, they're breathing. When you're exercising, you're forced to breathe, okay? So, here's a technique for you listening, whoever's listening, okay? Because I know some people are intelligent. Not that, okay, wrong term. Not that they're not intelligent. It's just they're not aware and they haven't learned, right? I've been in healthcare and I'm a self-taught psychiatrist. Not psychiatrist, psychologist, because psychiatrists are drug peddlers, but that's a whole other topic. But the parasympathetic nervous system, when you take a deep breath in, so for instance, you can't be cold and hot at the same time. It's impossible, okay? You can't be happy and sad at the same time. Like, there's always opposites, right? There's a woman and female. You can't be a male and female at the same time. Like, you can't be two sexes at the same time. It's impossible, okay? So, if you are relaxed, you can't be anxious. if you're anxious, you can't be relaxed. So the parasympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So you are, when you are anxious, you are in your fight or flight, aka sympathetic nervous system, okay? But when you learn to breathe box breathing, which I believe I talked about it yesterday. I don't know. I talk about a lot of stuff. So, but box breathing. Or when you just take a deep breath in and out, breath work helps you tap into your parasympathetic nervous system, aka the relaxation system. So it's either fight or flight or you're relaxed. There's only two things that can be going on in your physiology. And I mentioned this, I don't know when, but I'm going to repeat it because repetition is important. I'm reminding myself also. Cognitive behavioral therapy was the gold standard back in the day. But you cannot, what's the term? You cannot overcome your physiology by just thinking alone. Okay? There's a gentleman named, I read the book called Becoming Superhuman. Joe Dispenza. Okay? I read that book and it made sense because, okay, for instance, you see something, like you see me. You see me? So I might trigger you. Good. Because when you're triggered, that means something needs to be changed. Because when you become unshakable, you stand in your truth and nothing can trigger you. Right? We're just spiritual beings. We're just in this, inhabiting this body. And we're just pure consciousness. We're our thoughts. So any input that we get, for instance, okay, let's see. Starfish. What are you thinking about? A starfish. See? For instance, worm. What are you thinking about? Think about it. So, your world, your external environment dictates the thoughts that you have internally. So, this jacket that I have on, I had to this morning. I'm like, what do I want to wear? Because I'm like, it's probably cold. It's a snowboarding jacket. I don't have the inside of it, but I want it to be lean today and mean. Lean and mean. So I could lean and mean, right? Your physical environment. You have a lot of stuff in your physical environment. That's why right now I'm taking my time, but I'm cleaning my room, right? And I'm getting rid of stuff because the less things that you have, right? The less things you have in your physical environment, the more room you have. Like, okay. So the point I'm trying to make, let me just stick to the script. The point I'm trying to make is this. Your environment. Shameless plug for my book, The Belief Algorithm. Google my name, you can find it. You can buy it. I talk about it in The Belief Algorithm. Your environment dictates everything. So right now, I hang around people that are game changers that change lives. So I'm associated with First Form. And guess what? They help save people's lives by providing them education about fitness. So if someone loses 200, 300 pounds, which is what First Form does, it helps people lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle, right? They save their life. So I hang around those people. I hang around Arte Syndicate, David Shines, my guy. What up, David? He's an entrepreneur that helps young entrepreneurs. Basically entrepreneurship is helping, right? So I hang around all these people, these multimillionaires, very successful, because that's what business is, helping. Okay. I've used this analogy before. Food. Did they have to sell you on food? No, because they're helping you, right? So I'm helping you by, once I start coaching, by basically showing you how to eliminate psychological suffering. You can eliminate it today. But you got to learn how to think. It's a daily practice, right? Mental fitness, right? And everything's self-created by you. Yes, you. You know how I know? Because I was you. I created my own suffering. And then once I'm like, hold on. Once you gain awareness, you wake up, you're like, why was I worried about that? Literally, you start to say to yourself, you're like, okay, hold on. You start to say to yourself, you're like, Wow, I was worried about that for no reason. Most of the things that we worry about have not come true. Think about this realistically. What is the thing you worried about most? And has it come true? Or not that it hasn't come true. But did you die? If you're watching this or listening to this, you're still alive. So act like it. Act accordingly. Because you ain't gonna be alive much longer. Okay? Think about that. Think about that. Regardless if you're 70, 80. I met a guy 2 days ago, I believe, at the gym. He's 82. He's getting it in. He actually invited me out today to his granddaughter's music thing in Mississauga. I don't know where it is, but maybe I'll tag it in this episode. Somewhere in Mississauga, but I can't because I'm going salsa dancing tonight. But anyways, yeah, think about it. I don't care how old you are, you still got time, right? Most people live till 80, 90. So if you're 60, 50, 40, you got time, right? But at the same time, you don't got time because you don't know when you're going to go. I could literally get hit by a train right now or a car. Some guy drunk, boom, hit me from behind. That's why I walk. So here's a pro tip for y'all doing 75 hard. So on that side of the street is danger. But on this side of the street, look. Okay. So I walk on this side versus that side because I can't see who's coming from behind me. But here, if someone's going to jump the curb, I can be like, I can pull a ninja move. Right? I can just dodge them if I am aware, right? That's why awareness is very key. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your thoughts, right? That's what awareness is about. It's about noticing the thoughts. And then once you notice, you realize the lie is a lie. Then you're like, oh, that fear is like for instance, okay, bills, credit card debt. Is it going to kill you? You might be getting calls from creditors. Tell them I don't have the money to pay. What are they going to do? They're going to kill you because you didn't pay your debt. Okay. This puts a battery in my back too right now. There was a mother that I heard about when I was driving Uber. She killed herself and her young daughter or son. I forget who. Jumped in front of a train because she didn't have money. Like what are we doing here? Like literally, what the hell are we doing in society where a single mother. I ain't getting into that. I'm not going to focus on that right now. Let's focus on solutions. Okay, I got some solutions, but we ain't gonna focus on that. Like, what are we doing? Literally, what are we doing in society where a mother, single mother, doing the hardest job in the world has to resort to killing herself because she doesn't have money for bills? Like, what are we doing? Really, what are we doing? But anyways, like, stupidness. But, again, she might have needed someone just to tell her, listen, bills, it ain't nothing. Bills, they don't matter. They matter, but they don't matter. This is the system these people architected. I don't know who these people are, but they're architected this system where they're taking our taxes, overtaxing us and all this stuff. But that's a whole other topic. But let's get back to the point today, the primary objective. Psychological suffering. I'm going to end this live right now because I got to chill. I'm tired of recording all this. I'm going to chill because I got a little bit more to go to get to Starbucks. But anyways, last thing I'm going to say, repeat it. Psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. Your reality, yes, okay? And you can eliminate it by utilizing a lot of different concepts. I'm not saying nothing new. There's so much people you can listen out there. You don't got to listen to me. It's the truth. You don't got to listen to me. That's real. You don't have to listen to me. But I think I figured out some key. I got the keys. I think I figured it out. Make it very simple. Mental fitness. Radically accept your situation. AKA the mother, let's use the mother that killed herself and her kid, unfortunately. She could have radically accepted where she was, utilized a growth mindset to overcome her debt, ask for help, right? Let your ego go, ask for help. I've asked for money a bunch of times because I let my ego go. And those people that have helped me with money, they're going to get that money back 10 times return. Okay, and then utilize mindfulness, So right now my hands are a bit cold. I should have put on my gloves, but I think I forgot them at home. But I'm mindful that when I get to Starbucks, I get a nice warm cup of water and my hands will get warm, right? Just focus on the next step. Focus on the now, right? That's all you can control. And then meditation. Do something every day that puts you in the moment, that doesn't make you think about the future, the past, and all this stuff. I'm going to recommend a book. No, a movie, actually. My guy, Derek Struggle, I was talking to her, to him. Actually, my friend also, Tammy Dater, she recommended it. It's called Soul. But I was talking to my guy, Derek Struggle, and I'm going to actually message him. I was laughing about something today. He went through the same thing as me, or I'm going through the similar stuff that he went through. And he's a very successful, smart guy, entrepreneur. It's called Super Vibes. It's a vibe. But anyhow, yeah, so I recommend you watch Soul. So Derek Struggle, he has a company called Super Vibe. And we talked about the movie Soul through DMs. Yeah, so I recommend you watch the movie Soul. You'll realize what life's about. But yeah, I'm out. I'm gonna go chill out, relax, do some more breath work. Send a friend, send two. Let's help people realize that psychological suffering is just self-created by the greatest distance you have to your reality. I wish you love.